the other terms in full? We were frying about any specifics at this present time, or are we...
May relate to any situation you want.
No. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of pull. I call it exchanging favors for favors. Mm-hmm. Just went through that. That's all.
What would you call a city employee who has no real job, he doesn't really do anything, but he just draws
on the payroll?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't suppose that there would be a name for him. He just draws money, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think, in the course of a conversation, I'm sure I could come up with a name for him, but to ask me the question of a term I would give him, I can't give you an answer. Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry I'm having to be so vague.
Oh,
it's just
that's fine. I've transcribed many of these urban interviews, and you ought to hear how vague people are.
I really hate to be this vague.
Okay, well, let's get off on an entirely different subject.
Good, I hope I have more answers.
You probably will, because we're getting into daily life now more. What would you call large food stores in shopping centers? Not specific names, but a general name.
Why do you say in shopping centers?
Well, that's where most of them are, I guess. I said it because that's what the question said, and I was reading it.
Grocery stores are not in shopping centers. Mm.
What is
grocery stores are little stores along the way, or they're set out in their own area. Mm-hmm. To me, even though whenever I go to any of them, I always refer to I'm going to the grocery store. Mm. Period. I'm going to the grocery store. But to me, a supermarket is in a mall, or it's in a rather large one, and a grocery store is kind of a little neighborhood place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Keeping in mind that I'm always going to the grocery store regardless of where I'm going then. Mm-hmm.
All right, so would you have another kind of name for the type of store that usually opens very early and closes very late or stays open all night?
7-Eleven. Magic Mart. You told them in Huntsville. These are brand names.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a general name for that type of store?
I'd say the Magic Mart or the, okay. I'd say whatever the name was I was going to.
What about a store where you might buy special cooked meats and salads and expensive prepared?
Delicatessen. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever call that anything else?
Never. But a lot of people call it delis, I don't.
Mm-hmm. All right. What sort of small electric appliances might you have in the kitchen to help you prepare foods when you didn't want to use the stove?
You would use for
separate appliances.
You're not talking about like a Mixmaster?
No.
Okay.
Actual cooking.
Broiler? Maybe. A roaster. Do you know what a roaster is?
Not really.
Well, find a lot of teachers I teach with don't know what a roaster is, but it was always put beside our stove at Christmas and Thanksgiving when I cooked the big bird, and we always called it the roaster because it was a big roaster. It's what you did. You roasted the turkey in it. And like a portable oven, but it was always, it's the term I always heard it called, roaster. Use a broiler. I'd use a roaster, electric skillet.
What about this new type of oven that cooks things very fast?
Microwave. No, I wouldn't use that. It's the
microwave. Is that what you would call it, though, if you were referring
to it? Oh, no, the roaster.
No, the oven thing.
Could you repeat your original
You
question?
Said microwave, and you said then that you wouldn't use that, but I said, is that the term that you would use?
Oh, I would say microwave oven, right. If that's what you wanted me to pronounce,
well,
microwave oven, yeah.
Several different things.
I was just trying to think of, if I didn't use the oven. Mm-hmm. Microwave, what else could I use? I already said the electric skillet. What about a griddle?
Okay.
You know, those things. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think of that. What's that flat thing called that you can flat pancakes on? Oh, everybody's got one of those, and I don't even know what you call them. Maybe it's a flat griddle. I don't know.
Okay.
Waffle iron.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?